So we're gonna do the minor pentatonic licks, reviewing it, but much slower than we did before. So we're in the key of G, we're in the E shape, and
I'm gonna let you play so I can listen to this later.
I think that's how it went.
Could you do it again?
And so let's just fiddle with it for a minute. You have a bend at string five, at string three, fret five. And of course, you're on acoustic, it's going to be harder, but. Mm-hmm.
Will you stop the recording?
Yeah.
Thank you. You want to count me?
Real slow, it would go 3, 4. Again, 3, 4. So after the bend, that first bend, you just go straight to the next string and you're not releasing the bend, right? Yeah. The D shape lick would be strings 2 and 3, frets 7 and 6 respectively. And you got, and then so let's do the first part. It'd be, whereas a bend in the E shape lick, you didn't release it. This one, you do bring it back down to where it was. Do that slow.
Let's pull off.
Yeah, you could pull off for number 6, mm-hmm. fret 6, that is. Good, so this is a C shape lick. Just the first couple of notes, the first 5 notes can be. You got a hammer on the 3rd string, and then. And then you gotta bend that 10th fret, 3rd string, all the way up to 12th fret. So that in of itself can be challenging.
Yep.
And you're good, you're right to use finger 3 for the bend, and you put fingers 1 and 2 on the same string to help push it. From there, you got another hammer on string 2. So 8 and 11. Mm-hmm. So do all the way up to that point, and it sounds like. Actually, now that I look more closely, when you bend to 12, you don't release it. You're immediately going to the next string. So okay. You have bend and don't release. You go directly to the next string, and there's a hammer-on. Just that. Cool. Then the 3rd part of the lick is, you're up at 1st string, 8th fret. And you got a double hammer. As well as a double pull off, so it's. That can be in and of itself very challenging.
Especially on my 1st string there. Which I can't do it.
Yeah, but you could do it. This is good. You're only gonna gain strength by doing it. And just to finish it off, you got 11, 8, and 11.
11, 8, 11.
Good, so one more time up to the hammer on the 2nd string. Yep, one more time.
One more time. My tongue out.
That's very challenging, that double hammer on and pull up. Of course, any of these aspects can be taken elsewhere, like. But anyway, so it seems like the C-shaped lick I chose is a lot harder than, let's say, the D-shaped lick. But so be it. The last part of it, after the double hammer on and pull off, you have 11 on the 2nd string, 8 on the 1st string, and 11 again on the 2nd string, and a slight bend. Not much, just so it'll sound like. And I don't resolve it, I just choke it off when I'm. After I bend it. So don't bring it back down. Mm-hmm. You can actually use the picking hand to stop the string ringing. Mm. And then, but instead, a lot of people do that. Instead of bringing it back down, use the picking hand to stop it ringing. Yeah. This is, I'm going to digress for a second. You've ever heard about the blue note?
Yeah.
It's not just the club on West 3rd Street in Manhattan, right? It's like the material plays between the major and minor third. Right? And pianists have to play, like the minor and major third at the same time to get that bluesy stride piano type thing. Mm-hmm. But we can bend, and that's an example of it right there. So that's the minor third of the key, G. We're on a B flat note. And you're bending up to B ever so slightly. You know? You know, just it's just like a hint of it. So demonstrating that whole riff slow. I'm sorry. Again. Faster, 2, 3, 1. I don't remember the rhythm on this. I'm out of the triplet thing.
I think it's triplets.
Yeah. Probably that's what it's called. Cool.